You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It's a typical autumn day in Hobart. There's a light mist of rain and a cold chill. But that hasn't stopped a small crowd gathering in front of Hobart's town hall to witness the unfurling of the transgender flag. Dr. Charlie Burton is a Tasmanian, proud transgender man and a local LGBTQI+ activist.
Trans Day of Visibility is a great day for our community. It's an opportunity to celebrate who we are and for our friends and allies to come together and show that they support us. So Tasmania's come a very long way in a relatively short space of time. For a while there, we were probably trailing the rest of the country in significant ways around rights for LGBTIQ+ people. We were late to the party to decriminalise homosexuality, late to the party to decriminalise cross-dressing laws. And as some Tasmanians will remember, and many of us are celebrating still, only a couple of years ago we became nation leaders with our historic gender recognition laws, and progress is continuing in this state.
On Wednesday, the eve of the Transgender Day of Visibility, the British Conservative Party MP Jamie Wallace posted a statement online. The statement read,
"I'm trans, or to be more accurate, I want to be. I've been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, and I've felt this way since I was a very young child. I had no intention of ever sharing this with you. I only imagined I would leave politics well before I ever said this out loud."
In another statement, posted a short time later, Mr. Wallace wrote,
"I am overwhelmed by the kindness and support I have received in the last few hours. I'm proud to be completely open and honest about the struggles I have had and continue to have with my identity. However, I remain the same person I was yesterday. For the time being, I will continue to present as I always have and will use he, him, his pronouns."
Jade Darko is a Tasmanian transgender woman and Greens candidate for the seat of Franklin in the upcoming federal election. She says seeing the first openly transgender MP in the UK is a huge milestone.
"I am sceptical as to what is going to come of this, given that he is from the Conservative Party and has come out to say he will continue to use he/him pronouns for the time being. So I'm cautiously optimistic that this might mean a positive chapter for trans rights in the United Kingdom and worldwide is about to begin."
Ms. Darko says the current political climate for transgender people is challenging, but that shouldn't stop people from considering entering or engaging with politics.
"What I would say is that fully embracing who you are and seeing the person that you want to be in the mirror is one of the most joyful and life-affirming things in the entire world. And I would encourage anyone who is questioning their gender identity, questioning whether to come out, to live authentically, to live in a way that pursues joy, because there is only one chance at life and we might as well seek all the joy that we can. And I think that although the current climate is very hostile to trans rights, that only makes it all the more important for us to be involved."
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.